Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Sports Radio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. Still a lot to get to. We'll get into the most important audio in the world in just a couple of minutes. Back into the U.S.'s win at the World Cup yesterday, advancing to the next round on Saturday against the team that wears orange. We'll also talk to Dave Archer coming up. It's just the easiest way to do it, man. It's the easiest way to do it. Dave Archer is going to join us at 1:20, as he always does on Wednesdays, talk some Falcons football with him. Got the news earlier today that Kyle Pitts is officially out for the remainder of the season. So that doesn't change anything for Saturday, or sorry, for Sunday, because he wasn't playing on Sunday anyway.
Right, right.
But it's just, it's official. Kyle Pitts is not going to play the rest of the season, which sucks. Yeah. Then we'll get to an AMA at the end of the year, or at the end of the show as well. Any question, any topic coming up at 1:40, the phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us as well.
Yeah, kids, I mean, but because I'm going, because we know we talked about this earlier, because I'm going to Virgin Islands in a couple months. All right. I had to get some get back.
No, you did it. You said it correctly that time. You're going to Virgin Islands, not the Virgin Islands. Just some islands that have never had sex.
Yeah, that's where you're going. Virgin Islands.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. sounds nice.
No, I don't.
Doesn't? Why not?
Okay, now I'm going back into your managed mind.
Oh, my bad. Forget the dumb joke.
I'm not going Virgin Islands.
Oh, you're not going?
No. We've been there. No. I just wanted to make sure I didn't say
the.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you really want to know, and I know you do, you're like, what is this weird little diatribe that these guys are on right now?
Yes.
Check out the Off the Cuff podcast, because we really get into it on
we're strike. We're in game day mode. You remember when we played Tennessee and I always get Samson's clothes out. I had an orange shirt out for him, and he's like, "Daddy, we don't wear orange. It's Tennessee week." That's what we're doing right now. We don't talk about them.
No orange in your clothing for the rest
of
the week.
Don't use your Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. Don't go to Dutch Brothers Coffee.
Don't go there. What else is Dutch? Don't double Dutch.
Double Dutch this week.
No double Dutch.
One jump rope only.
Yes.
Yeah, you see some little girls out front playing double Dutch?
Go trip them.
Yell at them.
No Ozzie Albies jerseys.
Who?
Oh, right, because he's from Curacao.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
By
hey, there's
by,
Curacao players on Team Netherlands.
That's
right.
Play
soccer.
That's right.
Against the U.S.
I like Curacao, though.
I like Curacao, too.
It's pretty funny.
You know, you got to tell Samson.
Not this week. It's not.
Not this week, damn it. Take down the magnets.
Take your Ozzie Albies chain off this week. Because
Samson wears this every damn day.
Yep. Not this week. Got to let him know. He's Dutch, basically.
Yeah.
Can't root for them this week. All right. Let's just get to it. Let's start there. Let's get to the most important audio in the world. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment.
No smoking, Dutchess.
Bow! Austin McKinney, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic! Scores! Might have paid the price. U.S. takes the lead. It's Captain America to the rescue for the United States. And he runs right into the goalkeeper at the end of this, but lays it all on the line for his team and for his country and gets his moment.
I mean, with his new injury time, counting every second, it's stressful. I think I have less hair on my head now.
Who's that?
But we'll take it and we'll move on and go battle Hollywood.
Like, that's what Greg Berhalter sounds like?
No, you know, look at his face.
Oh, he was gone from yelling. Okay,
yeah.
But, that's not what he normally sounds
what
like?
What a
thank God.
Heck of a freaking
great win.
Because it was like, you know, you're on those, on that stress level, and they're young, and can they handle it? They haven't scored any damn goals but one, you know, not shots on goal, all those different things. And for them to get the goal, because we knew what Iron was going to do, they playing for the tie. Because they get a tie, they in. Mm-hmm. And we know we had to score and win. And they wouldn't let us get nothing going. But then, yet, they left an opening, we score, and all we got to do is hang on. Now, we scored another goal before halftime, but offside, which is the dumbest penalty in soccer, by the way. It's the raggedest damn penalty in soccer. I don't care what nobody say. Debate with your mama.
Okay. But I'm not going to debate
with your mama. But it was one of those things where
I do just love. Can I just say this, though, just on that topic?
Yes.
It is complicated and it is annoying, but it's just, I mean, it always is. It's just kind of fun when the World Cup comes up every 4 years and people get mad about the offside.
I say that all the time with United.
I know. Other people chime in, offside.
How many goals has Joseph missed out on because of that damn offside?
Don't be offside then.
Because it's a dumbass rule.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's just always the same rule,
yes.
But anyway.
But
I derailed you completely. My bad.
No, I'm just talking about that second half defense. You know, they subbed in the defense and all those different things. And around, they were coming. They had foot on the gas, and for the U.S. to continue to defend, they were gassed at the end of that game. Gassed and found a way to get the win. And now we're moving on to play the team in the orange, and they better be ready. Andy.
Apparently, when you split a check with somebody at a restaurant, that's called going Dutch.
Yeah, so, hey.
Don't do that.
Hey, she paying, fellas.
Pay your own bill.
Nah, she paying, fellas.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Dutch is a term for kind of a sex thing, too.
Ain't Dutch.
Don't do that this week.
People smoke Dutches, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, I thought I was right
about
that.
Not this week.
Swishers.
There's only Swishers this week. Lemon, watermelon flavor, too.
Is that for the U.S. or is that just a personal preference?
I don't. Put my business out there.
Okay. I thought maybe that was going to help us win.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to help us win. All right. They play on Saturday at 10 a.m. Busy day Saturday. You got the Pac-12 championship Friday night, and then you got U.S. versus the team in orange at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And then all the college championships start at noon.
At noon.
Yeah.
It goes all day. Now, the crazy thing is that we'll know a lot.
Well, not all of them start at noon, but one of them starts at noon, and then they sort of are on for
and
the rest of the
day. And it's crazy because when we wake up Saturday morning, we'll know whether USC is in or not.
Right.
Because if USC loses, then, okay, Ohio State's in. TCU loses.
Alabama's in.
They can't put TCU over Alabama over TCU.
Oh, they sure can.
I mean,
now,
I don't know if they should.
But
they can't do that.
They sure can, and they will. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, you know. I agree with you guys. I think TCU should be in even if they lose. They've gone undefeated so far this season and gotten to the Big 12 championship game. And they've got some really nice wins, too. Like, TCU has ranked wins this season on the road. But you know damn well what they're going to do.
Yeah, I know what they're going to do.
You know what they're going to do.
And
it's stupid. It's such an issue with this being the system is it's so brand name driven.
Yeah.
It happened to TCU back in 14.
Yeah.
They won the game at the end of the season. Brian brought up a great point before the show. If the Big 12 didn't have a championship game like they didn't used to, TCU would just be in.
They would just be in.
They'd be undefeated right now.
But that's the unfortunate thing about the championship games. We all know what it is. That the team that ain't even in it. Now, Georgia, you know, they benefit. Like, Ohio State is benefiting right now.
Yeah, yep.
Because of the fact is that if something happened, because to me, Andy, it just seems like something's going to go wrong this weekend. It just feels like it.
I agree with you.
It just
feels either USC or TCU
is going to lose.
One of them's going to lose.
One of them is going to lose.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean? So, Ohio State, you get your ass beat. And then you get the reward. Now, Georgia, we were beneficial, too.
That's true.
Got an ass whooped and got in there and won a national championship. Mm-hmm. But it's just crazy if they put Alabama in. And why the hell is people still talking about Tennessee got a shot?
Because they beat Alabama and they have the same record. And they're sitting at home this weekend, too. I agree with you.
Oh.
Their quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, the quarterback.
But, I mean, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Resume-wise, I mean, what win does Alabama have that's better than what win Tennessee has?
I understand where you're coming from with this. I don't care. You know, that's me. I don't care. I don't want to. Like, y'all had your shot.
You know what bothered me yesterday? Can I get this off my chest?
Let me hear it.
Because all this stuff makes sense. We knew Ohio State was going to be five. It's annoying that – how is the University of Washington ranked behind Utah?
Are they?
We got a better record than them. I know Utah's in the Pac-12 championship game this weekend.
Where they got you ranked?
12th.
The hell you say?
I know.
How is top 10 team?
Kansas State ranked ahead of them? I don't know, man. It's nonsense. I don't know what they – now, they're really holding the Arizona State loss against the University of Washington, which they should because that's a really bad loss.
Right.
But, I mean, they've got a better record, and they've got a better record against common opponents.
The hell you say, Andy? Mm-hmm.
It's all nonsense, man. The Boo Corrigan. It all goes back to Boo Corrigan. It's out there having a weird name. All right. Hugh Freeze was announced yesterday as the new head coach at the University of Auburn.
Alabama shaking in their boots
they're
for
terrified.
You.
Nick Saban and his wife can't sleep because they're terrified. Here's Hugh Freeze on getting a second chance.
What I did was what I did, but it's not who I am.
Yes,
I know
it
that.
Is.
They know that. And hopefully everyone else will get to know that. And I don't know anybody in this room that doesn't deserve a second chance.
I agree. I agree with that part.
I do too.
I agree with that, dog. But you like hookers, all right? Mm-hmm. You just got your laptop encrypted better now or something. I don't know. But
I hope.
But the thing about it is, I've always said, and I've been saying this for a couple years now, it's like, when is that going to go? When can Hugh Freeze, because the man can coach. He is qualified for the Auburn job. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's that whole thing over him and he made a mistake. He didn't make no mistake. You don't make a mistake calling hookers.
Yeah, that wasn't a mistake.
You know, that wasn't a mistake.
It was arrogant.
It was arrogant.
And he used his school-issued phone to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Was your other phone dead? Like, you could get a couple bars?
Am I wrong that, like, the thing that bothers me about that story is not that Hugh Freeze was going out and getting hookers?
Yeah.
It was that Hugh Freeze was texting hookers from his school phone. Like, the fact that he's so arrogant and kind of almost dumb enough to believe that you could get it. Like, because I don't know, man. I'm not here to throw stones at people. I believe there's probably a lot of coaches in college football that dabble in the
hookerville.
Yeah. In the sex worker industry.
Yeah.
But I think they're probably, most of them are smart enough to do it in a way where they're not going to get caught for it. Like, the arrogance to just be out there in public flaunting it around.
Yeah.
Now, he's had to answer, he's had to, look.
Yes.
He got caught for that, and he's a married man with daughters.
Yes.
Like, he's got to.
Yes.
That's his life that he's got to deal
with.
That is
correct.
I'm not here to say anything about that.
I ain't about to judge him, dog. But this is my thing. My thing is, you knew the question was going to be answered. Now, Auburn, what they did do, they said they basically, the AD who hired him, like, he's not available for media. Because all they're going to do is ask him why they hired him. Well, one, he's a hell of a football coach. No, that's not what we're talking about. What about all the other discretion that he's had? Why now? And all those different things. I guess. I don't believe you make no mistake calling hookers unless you pocket dialed them. Mm-mm. You wanted to talk to them hookers.
No.
You wanted to talk to escorts.
Right.
Period.
You did it on purpose because you wanted.
And the thing about it, won't judge. We've all dialed the 976 on the back of a porno when we were kids. Don't lie and act like you didn't. And hi, this is Star. And then for $7.99, so we've all heard that before. You know, like, I'm the only man that's one, all right? That had to hang up before it came up on mama's phone bill.
You got
to
hang up.
You got to hang up before it come on mama's phone bill.
You got to hang up before they start charging
But ain't nobody scared of you, though. But ain't nobody scared of you. Auburn, you can win a championship at Auburn.
You can. Yeah. The answer to the question of when will he have sort of.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paid his...
Never.
Penance? No, of course.
Never.
But when will a team be desperate enough to believe that he's the answer to their coaching need? Well, now it is. Auburn needs a guy who's got a track record of beating Alabama
yes.
a couple times. And he's the guy out there. Now, his career record, in much better or different than Gus Malzahn's career record. Gus Malzahn beat Alabama three times.
Because that's the standard. He beat Alabama.
Uh-huh.
But
the reason he got that job is because he beat Alabama
yes.
twice when he was at Ole
Miss. Exactly.
That's the reason he got
and
that
he's
job.
A good quarterback whisperer now. He can do some. But the thing with it is that the SEC ain't like it was when you left. Mm-mm. It's a lot more diverse. Defenses ain't big, trying to stop the run and all those different things. Because that's how you beat them with that Ole Miss spread and throwing it all over the yard. They got athletes now, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, ain't nobody about Heifer.
No, I don't. I'm not surprised that he got a job, but I don't think anybody's shaking in their boots. And, by the way, that side of things got a little bit better, too. I mean, Brian Kelly's over there
yeah.
now. He's a pretty good coach. Obviously,
yeah.
Saban's still there. Lane Kiffin's at Ole Miss now. All right, Dave Archer's going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons football with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9. We got to know.
Woo! Yeah, man. I'm feeling real satisfied, Andy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. You can text us or tweet us right now. We'll get to as many questions as we possibly can, as we do every single day at 1:40. But every Wednesday at 1:20, Dave Archer joins us, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can always expect the best in sales, service, and selection. Arch, how are you?
What up?
Good, man. What's up, fellas?
Oh, not much, man.
Just looking forward, obviously, to another one this weekend, Falcons and Steelers at home, and, you know, kind of still reacting a little bit to what happened last weekend. Found out today that Kyle Pitts is going to be out for the rest of the year. We'll ask you about that in a few minutes as well. I did just want to start with the way that the game came to an end last week, though. What were your thoughts on the play call, the pass at the goal line that ended up in an interception?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the call. I think you set calls up throughout a game. Had you run the football well? Certainly. The play that got you down there was a pass play. So to say you ran the ball all the way down there is not true. You know, OZ's play, kind of a broken play. OZ gets you down there, and then you're able to run it a few times. You get down close. You ran the ball on first down. It was damn near a five-yard loss. Mariota is able to avoid the tackle at the mesh point there in the zone reach, gets it back to the four. I think they felt like they might come after him right there so you can get man coverage. As it turns out, they ended up playing zone. But you still, if you get the ball, you know, Cordero catches the ball, he walks in. Mm-hmm. And it actually helped them. They were playing zone because Payne gets a mid on the ball, and you've got a guy that's looking at the football and is able to react and come and dive and catch the football. So kind of a bad luck in a couple of different ways, the ball being tipped, and that they played zone thinking they may play man the way they rushed on first down. So it's just kind of the rub of the green, if you will. Use a golf analogy. I know Randy loves that. So there you go.
Dave, when you were watching the game, covering the game, I wanted to know, did you notice a difference without Kyle Pitts out there?
I think that you do because you know he's there, right? I think that maybe in our minds as Falcon fans or all of us that watch it, call it, and talk about it, is you know he's an option. He's there. And so him not being on the field, I felt a little bit naked to be honest with you, Randy, that to not have him on the field. Regardless of what you think about how much he's been used this year compared to last year, all those kind of things, he was out there. The influence of what he could potentially do to coverage down the field. I thought things got a little crowded inside. I thought we tried to get some guys the ball inside. OZ came inside a couple times. Whether Mariota was accurate enough with the ball or not, he was tightly covered. I mean, and that's a body, you know, Randy, that's a body that you can kind of throw the football to in a kind of a condensed situation where he's going to be able to, from a catch radius standpoint, to make a play for you. So I felt a little bit bare there without him in the game, but they did use other guys to try to fill that role. I think you guys had a clip from Arthur earlier in your show where he talked about it's not just going to be one guy that's going to fill right. that void. And I thought they did some of that, but, you know, you guys have talked about it for several weeks now. We haven't been a passing attack team. It's going to be kind of a change up to the running game.
Well, we also found out earlier today that they'll be without him for the rest of the year. I don't think that that's like huge news. We probably at least assumed that that was possible, but we found out for sure that it would happen today. Does that knowledge do anything to a locker room? Like knowing that it's going to be the remainder of the season and not just the potential 4-week IR stint?
No, Andy, Randy will tell you, you know what the situation is with a player. You know where he's at and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so you see him in the locker room or don't see him in the locker room. So that information is, I don't think any player on the team expected him to be back, to be honest with you. And that's just me talking. Nobody said that. No players told me that. So, but yeah, you got that feeling as a player in the locker room, what your situation is and what personnel is going to be available.
Hey, Dave, how are they using these three linebackers? Because, I mean, you see Troy, there's Troy, so you're like, well, who's out? And then you see Rashad McEvans. In. I mean, how are they – are they rotating by personnel or down? How do you see them rotate these three linebackers that are playing really well?
Well, I think they're trying to get Troy as many reps as they can in base sets, but they do have packages that they put the game against. If you've got a team that's gone heavy and they're going to play two tight ends or something like that, they like to get Troy on the field to defend the run. Plus his ability to defend the perimeter. He can run. Now, he got victimized. You saw the play, Randy. He got victimized in a slant-flat combination with the outside receiver in the back, and he doesn't get out there. He just doesn't recognize it. So you're kind of guarding against that a little bit, his inexperience of seeing things and maybe being formationed into a matchup where he doesn't necessarily know. I don't think he's a mismatch with a running back, but he might be from an experience standpoint. But I do think that they're trying to rotate him for experience, but also there's some package-oriented things he's in for.
Arch, are you seeing opposing defenses do anything differently against Drake London? We had a number earlier this week about how productive he was first couple weeks of the season. Last month or so hadn't quite been the same. Is that a result of defenses defending him differently?
No, I think that it's just a matter of, I think, recognition from a defense as to what you're doing. I think that some of the stuff we've been getting him the ball on, especially the RPO stuff, he's in a slant route, and it's one of those deals where if a backer doesn't respect the run or doesn't step to the run, it's going to take him away. We don't throw a lot of full pattern routes, Andy, and so that takes him out of the mix some because he's got one pattern. He's running a comeback, he's running a slant, running an in-cut. And if it's just a two-man route and they drop off in zone, you got no chance to get him the football. Does it mean that we're doing more of that than we were earlier? You're suggesting that maybe he got the ball more earlier in the season? I don't even know if that's the case. So he had a couple of games where he caught, what, 7 one game and maybe caught 5 another game. And all of a sudden you look up and say, wow, we're not using him as much. But he hadn't really, you know, he's got what? He's got 41 receptions on the year. So if he has 12 catches in 2 games, all of a sudden, that skews the number, right? So I'm not sure that that's accurate information.
Dave, in your opinion, what is this team's best offensive grouping? Is it 21? What do you think the best one is for this team?
Yeah, that's a good one, Randy. I'm not sure that it seems like your best, and you almost got to kind of count the people you can count on, right? I mean, it might not be the best personnel from an explosive play standpoint, but it might be the best group you can count on. And that included Kyle on the field. Kyle had become a much better blocker on the edge in the run game, and then you had him in as a pass threat. So it's Parker Hesse now, and it's Ferkser, the tight end. Those two guys being on the field give you some versatility to both run and pass the football. I like OZ being on the field. I think he's smart. He catches the football 9 times out of 10 when it comes his way. So I would probably say two tight ends, two two receivers, one back. So, yeah, one back, two tight end set. For me, as a quarterback, I want three receivers on the field.
Of course,
right?
You do.
I don't want to be an 11 personnel. I don't want to be tied to two tight ends and two backs.
Well, I mean, that's okay. You know, we all know 12 personnel is where it needs to be. But Dave, in your opinion, is Ozzie, is he the most improved player in this offense?
Who's that?
Ozzie.
Which guy?
Zacchaeus. Is he?
Lamide is. I think that he is kind of undersold. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a dude that caught 250 passes in college. He's the all-time leading receiver receptions-wise in Virginia history, but he's not a big dude physically. So you don't really kind of count him in things. And so I think he could be used a lot more. He makes a catch along the sideline. Mark actually kind of took him in the sideline with that little wheel post combination with Drake last weekend. He makes a circus catch along the sideline for another 15, 20-yard play in the game that kind of gets forgotten. But he makes a lot of plays that way. He's made a couple of tough catches for Marcus as well. So is he the most improved guy? I guess so. If you start pointing it from an offense, I think the offensive line is most improved this year if you're going to take a group. But a one player, sure, OZ is certainly a guy. I just think he's been there. You just haven't used him.
Right.
What do the Falcons need to throw at Kenny Pickett on Sunday to make him uncomfortable? Obviously, playing a little bit better now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
...than he was at the beginning of the season in his rookie year. What does he struggle with?
Well, other than trying to throw the ball down the field to Pickens, they're a short passing attack guy. So if you could take Vermuth the tight end away from him, make him hold the football, he's going to try to run. He's a good enough athlete, 6'3", 225 pounds. So he's going to be able to get out of the pocket and run for first downs. He's not going to run 60 yards for a touchdown like he got from Fields. But he is going to be a guy that can move around. I think the last couple of weeks playing Fields and then playing Heinicke, two guys that want to move and aren't necessarily comfortable in the pocket, I think that bodes well for this guy because he bought some time. If you watched the game on Monday night, I thought he did a really good job of buying time and getting the ball to guys. But now, Pickens has been a good player for him down the field. That's really been his only guy down the field. And if you could take the tight end away from him, I think that would make him uncomfortable.
Arch, we appreciate
have
it.
A great call,
as
Dave.
Always, thank you.
All right, boys, enjoy the college football Saturday,
no
baby.
Doubt.
Oh, we will. No doubt about it. Dave Archer there. He was right, too, by the way. Last week we asked him if Iowa State could put up any resistance against TCU, and he kind of laughed. They gave up a 60 burger. against TCU.
They put feet and foots.
Yeah.
And all kind
Iowa
of.
State, man. Matt Campbell was a hot candidate.
Remember that?
Last year.
And
2 years
that's
ago.
That's one of the things we talk about.
You got strike while iron's
you
hot.
You got strike while the iron's hot, man. I know Iowa State, you know, I don't know if that's where he went. Dream job. Dog. You had NFL jobs waiting.
Yeah.
Let's not say waiting.
Maybe not, but at least he had interviews.
But at least he had interviews
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, he was a hot name, and now what, 4-8 this year or something like that?
Yeah. They ain't no court. They let my boy Rocco play, man.
At least he lives in Ames, though, so that's fun.
Yeah, have you been to Ames?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I just hear.
Oh, yeah, Ames is where's that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, you've been in three places in Iowa, right?
I drove through Iowa.
You
one
drove
time.
Through Iowa, okay.
One of the weirdest sports radio shows I ever heard in my life, driving through Iowa. It's a very old man and a very young man, and they hated each other.
Really?
It was actually really funny to listen to. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. You can text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap things up, the AMA to wrap things up every single day.
Or just man. My wife coming from Philippines.
She's on her way back from Philippines today.
Yep. That, yep.
Not the Philippines.
Yep. Just Philippines.
Just Philippines.
Yep.
Where's she been? Philippines.
Yep.
You know what's interesting about that place?
Uh-huh.
Is the country name is with a PH.
Yes.
But if you're Filipino, it's with an F.
Yes.
That's so interesting.
It's very interesting. It is very interesting.
So interesting
it
to
is.
Me.
It is very
Is there any other country like that where if you're, like you say the nationality, you spell the nationality differently? Because all this goes back to a very intriguing conversation we had on the Off the Cuff podcast,
yes.
Which you should download. No? Okay. We'll download it today. It's available, the Off the Cuff podcast. It's available now. Where we talked about the Netherlands, which is also Holland, but they're Dutch, which is confusing.
Yeah. They're not confusing. They're the team in orange.
They're just the team in orange.
Yep.
Team in orange. Don't do anything Dutch this week.
Nothing. Don't smoke no Dutches.
Don't pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side.
Don't be double Dutching. Mm-hmm. Fellas make her pay.
Don't go Dutch.
All that other stuff, man.
All that. Dutch oven, did you say that?
Yeah, no cooking in that either.
You know what else a Dutch oven is?
No.
You fart under the covers.
Uh-huh.
And then you pull the covers over the other person's
head. Oh, that's a technical name for it?
We had an AMA from our guy B. Palin up in Kennesaw. Mm-hmm. If you give someone a Dutch oven this week, do you have to yell, U.S. America!
It's an American oven this week.
Really? I did not know that's what that was called.
Yeah, because probably you've never done it and you shouldn't. It's very gross. What you do to your brother on the couch when you're young.
Yes.
Don't do it to your wife.
No, that just seems like that would be a divorce type
thing. No William Wallace style?
What?
No William Wallace style?
What does that
America!
Mean? Oh, got it.
Go ahead.
I was like, did William Wallace Dutch oven someone?
May have.
Oh, you know he did.
Order him for something.
With his face paint on? All right. Hassan is the first caller. Hey, Hassan.
Hey, guys. I hope you all gained 2 pant sizes over the Holloway.
I did.
Holiday.
I did.
Look here, man. Two real quick things. One is... I heard last year people saying that Stetson Bitt may not have a chance of being drafted anywhere. Do you guys think that somebody will draft him now? And the second question, Randy, is how hard is it to catch that one-handed catch, man? Is that something you practice or something you just naturally athletic with? I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Hassan.
I don't know if Stetson's going to get drafted. I don't.
I don't either. I
have no idea. And the one-handed catch, my son asked me, how many one-handed catches you got? Oh, I got a lot of them. But it's one of
those. Were you a big one-hand catch guy?
No, I was not. Okay. And I've never, ever tried. It's like one of those things. It was one of those.
It's one of those things you have to do, right?
One thing you have to do. It's a reactionary type thing. You know?
Or sometimes you can sort of like get stretched out further if you jump and go one-handed.
Yeah, but I mean, let's see. Maybe 10 and 11, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, my last touchdown was a one-handed catch. Down at the back of the end zone, caught it with one hand. But, I mean, a lot of times...
Do you have left-handed one-handed catches and right-handed one-handed catches?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but no, it's a lot of times it is an instinct. It truly is. But guys do practice it. They do be at practice on the jug machine, catch it with the one hand.
What is the thing that makes you better at that? Like, some guys are just really good at it.
Well, I'll do this because I for a short while, he was one of my teammates, and he had the best hands I've ever seen, Chris Carter.
Oh, okay.
And Chris Carter would literally stand there and catch off the jug machine with one hand. Hmm. And Randy Moss, he was on the NFL Countdown show, he said it. That's what him and Chris did. They would get closer and closer, and they would just catch them off the hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun to watch them try to do that.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. But
Huge hands have to help, too, right?
Yeah, those of course. Dudes obviously big that. Hands. But you would sit out there after practice, and you would watch Chris Carter, like, his ball routine after practice. It was unbelievable.
What was it? Like, what did he go
through? I mean, it was always be, like, he'd start off far back, and he would come closer and closer and closer to. He was like literally right in front of the jug machine.
Like you're talking about how far? Like a foot?
Yes. Like he would snatch it out of the machine. Like Chris would like.
That's crazy.
He would literally snatch it out of the machine. That's how close he would get. Then he would turn to the side, catch it with one hand with the left, turn to the other side, catch it one handed with the right.
So it's not just like an accident that he's incredibly good
no.
at wide receiver?
No.
Worked really hard at
yes.
it? Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
All right, Chris is in the car. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Absolute best show on the radio, and I'm feeling kind of salty about Mike Conti doing the
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. What's
okay,
up, man?
Okay, well, I won't say Mike or whoever, but, you know, I yeah, feel man. Like daylight savings time, man. Lost an hour of the show. But so this is what I was thinking. You know, most vehicles are now getting to be electric, and most automakers are moving towards that. So what do you think is going to happen to the price of gas? Do you think it's going to be incredibly expensive because not many people are using it, or it's going to be pennies on the dollar because, again, not many people are using it?
I think it'll go up. And I'm going, and I will raise my hand to this day right now. When that happens, I'm going to be the last one. I'm going to be one of them last old fart hanging on. I can't do the electric car. I can't do the solar cars. I will be the last one. I'm talking about the last one to ever go over. The last
one. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't like new cars so much this last time around looking at cars.
Yes.
That you just got a new engine in your old car.
Yes.
Which is such a Randy move.
What's Randy like? That's what you tell
That's Randy. He's had a car he likes for like 10 plus
but
years.
But when he loves something.
New engine.
When he loves something, he loves it.
Yeah.
Like
I don't
crazy.
Want nothing. I don't want nothing. I like the body truck that I've had. This is my second one like that. And so then I was like, okay, so I need to get a new truck. I need to get a new car. Kids are like, Daddy, can you get a new car? Yeah, I'm going to get a new car. No, let's go get a brand new engine and put it in that one. Runs new.
I love it so much.
God, that's so
runs
good.
Runs new. Now, the engine was damn near. I could have got a new car.
Sure.
It didn't matter.
Right. I'm sure it wasn't a cheap thing to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you like the thing, you like the thing. You might have to get a new seat at some point.
Probably.
You're going to wear the seat
probably.
Out.
Probably.
I do wonder, though, because, like, yeah, there's a lot of electric cars coming out. Like, it seems like a lot of models have an electric option, hybrid option, stuff like that. There's still so many things that run on gas, though.
It is.
And there's still such a need for gas, unfortunately. Like, it's still, I think the prices of gas are going to be pretty much the same.
I'm just saying, like, of all of us, it would be, I'm talking about in order to get the electric car, it'd be Brian, Andy, Bo, and me.
Oh, I would get an electric car tomorrow.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem with the electric cars, though. Oh, never mind. Okay.
I mean, I would wait it out.
I'm shocked. I looked at you like.
Oh, yeah, no, I would.
Oh, no, Andy, that doesn't surprise me.
If I could ride my bike to work, I would do that, but I don't want to die.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, if I could take public transportation, if MARTA was more efficient, I would use
it. Dude, if I could take the train to work and it was efficient, I would do it every day.
Cars are expensive.
I hate driving. That's why I drive so slow. I don't want to die.
I would get one, though, but I would be somewhere. Like, right in the middle between Andy and Ray, I would get one, but I wouldn't be waiting as long as Randy.
Like the annoyance of my neighbor's Tesla when she drives by, that whoo sound.
Yeah. The problem is there's just not a lot of evidence that what goes into the batteries and disposing of the batteries is all that much better for the environment anyway.
Yeah.
Like the emissions in the moment, but like the long-term effects of both are still pretty tough.
The one who holds up the drop-off line because her doors go up like Lamborghini doors. Yeah, like she had the Tesla that's like throwing up the Q sign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she has. Take all damn day.
All right, JR is in the car. Hey, JR.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's going on, Jay?
Hey, man. Hey, so this question is for pre-married Randy McLaughlin. Because Randy is from high school buddies, man. I played ball with you down in UGA. I ain't going to say no names. But I'm going to say this. I've been on campus during the big game, like, you know, the SEC championship game, or just, you know, Florida or Tennessee, whoever you guys are playing. Right. So my question is, which fan base had the off-the-chain groupies or whatever you want to call it, man. And I'll hang up and listen, man. Thanks for taking my
call. Thank you, JR.
Who had the best groupies?
Yeah, which fan base in college had the, you know.
He
said it.
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because it would be rude. I don't.
All right, which one had the worst?
The worst groupies?
Yeah. Or just the worst, maybe the worst stand action.
Maybe the best looking.
The best
if you want to make it like that.
In the SEC?
Yeah.
I mean.
Who'd you have the most success with?
Well.
Besides the Georgia fans.
I was going to say Kentucky, but they had them thick bunnies.
Thick bunnies.
Yeah, they had them thick bunnies in
Lexington. Everyone knows about that.
Lexington had the thick bunnies. Because, you know, we have listeners for that school, so I'm not going to say that.
We have listeners from every school in the SEC.
All right. Mississippi State, all right? Okay.
That's the worst one?
I ain't going to say it's the worst one, all right? That's all I'm going to say. Mississippi State.
So wait, is it the best one or the worst? You're just saying.
As I always say, Mississippi State.
Doesn't help at all,
man. Because I don't like doing that, man. Y'all know that. Because people get upset with me and everything. Don't talk about my school, Randy. We're talking about your school.
You're saying who has the best looking fans outside of Georgia? It's a compliment.
I mean, Oxford High.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
Oxford,
you go.
Oxford High.
Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Ole Miss.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, right, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show. We start with Bo.
So congratulations once again on the U.S.'s victory over Iran. It was gutty, gritsy, and ballsy. All the C's.
All the C's. Saudis, they don't care about Greg Norman.
Mm-mm, I don't care about that dude. Some people dabble in hookers.
Had a couple good ones today. I can't do a lot of things on hump day with a pelvic contusion. Squirrel gangs, or at least a scurry of squirrels, are taking over Randy's neighborhood. And rest of the week, you can't double Dutch, smoke a Dutch, or cook anything in a Dutch oven this weekend.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Duke Sabel have in store for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.